Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not alone. Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant. That was Psalms 23. I'm not alone, featuring Joshua Sherman. It's this People and Songs LP, but that is where we're starting our worship for today. Just giving God praise as we are in the beginning, moving through this ninth month of 2023. It still feels like somewhere around June, maybe even July, the year starts to feel like it speeds up. But we praise God that we are able to be here on this ninth day of the ninth month of 2023, praying for all of those who didn't make it to this point. My husband and I were with one of our dear friends last night who just lost her mom on the 6th, and just talking about her preparation that she did before transitioning. And we were laughing because Judge Satterfield did not play. She literally had all of her business lined up. You know, our wealthpreneur Carmen Herrera talks about that and being prepared here in our community with knowing that we want to leave an inheritance for our children's children, that we're the head and not the tail. And just my soul was like, wow, this is just a true example. Even in the grief of not having your loved one, especially a mom, it's a journey and it's a path forward. And one of the things that I've done here in our community, I always invest in working with the brilliance that exists within our faithpreneurs. Destiny Designers University is the only multimedia training and development platform for faithpreneurs, faith-based entrepreneurs, and faith-based professionals. And I invested in purchasing some of the journals that one of our past Winnie Birch honorees, LaDreme Peterson, created on people grieve differently and heal differently. And I purchased her book so that when these moments come up, instead of just giving a card or some monetary or floral arrangements to cheer people up, I actually gift them one of these journals because everyone grieves differently. You need ways to capture your thoughts and to heal when you have to say goodbye to someone that you love. But in the conversation, we were cracking up because she was prepared to know that that day of transition might have been sooner than she anticipated. God blessed her with a beautiful life. But she sat there and gave her daughter instructions. She gave her instructions for what she wanted at her service. She had all of her ducks in a row, as they say, when it comes to her finances. She said, you need to make an appointment with the financial team. You need to go get another outfit. You need to make sure this person is speaking to that person. And we were able to chuckle and laugh in a difficult moment because of the level of preparation that was made. And because of who she is in the community, she was a founding member of multiple organizations in the borough of Queens and then retired in Virginia, where she continued her legacy down there of ownership and a variety of things. I told my girlfriend, I said, you know, we just thank God for the kind of legacy that she left you. And you are the only child. And one of the things that was even more special was that she was an adopted child. And she was able to tell her, thank you for choosing me. Thank you for instilling all of what you have that I have only grown up knowing excellence. And I said, I know this is not everybody's story when they go through bereavement and they go through challenge and they have to reconcile what to do next. But I wanted to share this testimony as an example of how you really do prepare. We all have to pass through. And it's not a conversation that we always want to have. And look, I'll be the first to raise my hand when my mother, when I was younger, would want to let me know certain things or where certain information was because I'm the oldest. I'm like, what you talking about, lady? I don't want to hear nothing about that. And see, that craziness has translated into my oldest son, who gets very unnerved when I talk to him about preparation. But it really is being a good steward of what God has given and what he is doing. So more to come on that as Carmen Herrera will be sharing some information on how you can find out what you need to do. Just having the conversation, right? There's no judgment, there's no pressure, but there is a real earnest plea to prepare. We saw in COVID what happened with the massive and unexpected loss of life, that so many families were caught off guard, and the hard sweat, blood and sweat and tears that were put into creating generational wealth and creating opportunities got lost, or the government took over because we didn't have what we needed in place. So she and I are working on that particular piece for our faithpreneurs and making sure that you have access to the expert in our community, all of our faculty members who have skill sets, who have products, who have services that allow for you to live the life that God intended you to live, and then prepare for when you transition to see his face, that you really do leave that inheritance for your children's children. So Judge Patricia Satterfield, we know that you are looking down from heaven. We pray for all of the family, and especially your daughter, Danielle, as she carries on this legacy. But thank you for leaving an example for so many of us to understand what it is to create generational wealth, what it is to be able to put all of the things that we need in order, and that it's never too late to start. And that's why I love the work that God has given our very own wealthpreneur, Carmen Herrera. I love the fact that with compassion and with understanding, she can work with you wherever you are to get you to the point that you can feel comfortable in knowing that you've set up your estate the way it needs to be. And some people, well, I don't have millions of dollars and I don't have this. You have something. You own something. Something has to be covered and protected. And I don't know why I'm going a little longer on that, but whoever needed to be reminded, I know it just blessed me while Andrew and I were able to provide just some time and words of comfort that we could truly rejoice in an example of how God calls us to be that beacon of light, calls us to be these examples, because we're living in challenging times and we just don't know. And I know so many other friends and associates and even some family members where that wasn't the story. Things weren't together, and it caused so much extra stress and drama and dissension. And we come against any of that in this community. We want to always continue learning. That's what this platform is about, exposing you to the information, to the resources, to the experts that create the path forward for a successful enterprise so you can be unapologetically profitable. And it is not overnight. And there are some bumps in the road. I was having another conversation this week with another girlfriend of mine that was just going through some challenges. She could feel that there was some interference. And for those of you who are in this room, who are on this conference call, you know that unapologetically, we serve God. Unapologetically, we stand up in the marketplace and declare that we believe that God is real, that his word is true, that it'll never return unto him void. And we don't judge or condemn other people for what they may decide to do. But what we won't do is be on the mute ministry when it comes to giving God the glory for everything that we do and everything that we have. And with that being said, there's a level of spiritual warfare that we don't really talk about a lot, right? Most times we just either do one or two things. We go to church, we go there, come out, and that's it. Like, there's no other conversation with God. We're like, okay, we did our due diligence. We showed up in church on Sunday. We put on our Sunday's best. We gave our offering, and we walked out. It's not about just the practice of walking into a church building. You have to build your relationship with God. So wherever your place of worship is, it's to anchor the work that you do each and every day. Like, your daily bread, for real, for real, has to be the word of God, has to be your space and place to pray and to use everything that he has given us to fight against the wiles of the enemy, because spiritual warfare is real. You're like, well, what's spiritual warfare, Dr. Stacey? It's that little minion and all his cross-eyed friends trying to come after you, try to poke at the belief that you have in God, trying to set everything upside down, topsy-turvy, make you start feeling overwhelmed, tormenting you, even mocking what it is that God said that he has given you. And unless you put on the whole armor, you're not able to fight. And when you're going through spiritual battles, you have to be rooted and grounded in the word, and you have to have people around you that can pray with you, that can understand the level of the attack, because it's tied to that level of your anointing. All the things that you go through, it don't feel good. You know, I'd keep it 100, as the kids would say. Don't feel good, but it's all for a purpose. It's developing, it's refining, it is placing you in a situation where you come out as pure gold. So as we were talking, and she was like, just something is going on, I'm just feeling. As soon as I hear that, I said, all right, let's pray, right? Because that's what I know. All I know is that prayer works. That's the only answer I can give when I don't have an answer. When it's above my pay grade, it's like we can just go to the Lord in prayer. And having prayer partners, having what Dr. Cindy Trim would call your destiny partners, having individuals that can gird you up when you're going through those moments is critically important, because you have to strengthen your spirit man, your spirit man, spirit woman. I want to say we are spirit beings having a human experience. So we have to be able to speak life when there seems like death, right? We have to speak possibility when it seems like limits. We have to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We have to bring God's word back to him, because it'll never return unto him void. And I know what it feels like. There's sometimes where you don't even have the words. You just go through, and it might be just the groanings in the spirit, but God will send somebody that will speak a word, or that will say, hey, you were on my mind. I was thinking about you, sent you a song, sent you a prayer, sent you maybe just an image, something that captured, particular part of what you're going through, and you just laugh to yourself because there's no way they would have known. The Holy Spirit laid it on their heart to reach out to you, or to send a message, or to stop by and ring the bell, or something to just keep you encouraged. And that's what I call the God winks. I know everyone talks about those moments where you feel like it's some sort of coincidence. It's not a coincidence. It's a God instance. He is deliberately reminding you that he has not forgotten you. As the song said this morning, you are not alone, and that he is with you. And even when you can't see him, that's when he's carrying you, just like those footprints in the sand. And when I said, Lord, well, what scripture am I going to share today? And I opened up my Bible app, and it was 2 Timothy 2:1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And I was like, okay, Jesus, I see what you're doing. You're speaking to me too. Be strong in the grace, that opportunity for us to know that God is covering us when we are moving through this journey. As I say over and over again, the road and the journey of a faithpreneur, which you all will be reading in volume 2, it is not an overnight click your heels, snap a finger, and here you are, voila. What it is an opportunity for you to grow in that grace, grow in that divine assistance that God has given you, grow in that virtue that comes from him, grow in knowing that his promises are yes and amen. And as we grow in that grace, as we grow in our understanding, guess what happens, family? God gets to reveal to us the plans that he has. It's in this season I'm learning even more about some of the things that I didn't really understand, even as a young child, as a young adult, different things that I would feel, see, do. I just like, huh, I guess that's just a part of my life, the way God made me. I just really didn't understand the depths of the work he had for me. And some of you might be in that place where you think back and like, oh, that's why I've always felt this way in this situation, or that's why I've always seen the world through different lenses. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's because God made you in a particular way. He gave you particular skill sets. He gave you particular talents because he was setting you up for what you would be delivering to the world. And as you grow on this journey, you get strengthened in knowing, you get that confirmation of what God's plan is for your life. And he sends those destiny partners. And I think I keep using it because I smile to think that Dr. Cindy Trim has become a friend and a mentor, and that her thing is talking about destiny partners. And God gave me Destiny Designers University. It's like all of these cross collaboration, confirmation with all of the different people in my life for different seasons, different reasons, all to serve you, all to create this safe place for the development of faithpreneurs, to think that this call was the biggest setup of them all. Just saying yes to gathering and just saying a prayer and keeping each other in mind during the week coming out of a conference that would go over 14 years later, where we would now be simulcasting on Clubhouse and have a podcast that plays the replays that reaches people in countries all over this world in languages that I can't even speak. That could only be God. All I thought I was doing was just saying yes to fellowshipping with a few new friends I made at a conference. Little did I know it would grow into hundreds and thousands of people who would be connected in the spirit, not necessarily knowing each other face to face, but knowing each other's voices, feeling connected when we share our testimonies and our praise reports, feeling in community when we're targeted and praying for deliverance or for covering or for peace or for grace for members in the community. That's how God works. He's been setting you up all throughout your life. All he's been waiting for is for your full attention so that he can start to reveal some of those plans that he has for you. And don't think he's telling you everything, because I don't know, me and Jesus be talking about this all the time. Why you only give me a piece, Lord? Can I see a little bit more? But clearly we can't see all of it at one time, because some of us would run for the hills. So he reveals in pieces. He reveals different parts of where we are in our journey. So that allows us to remember, oh, I'm not alone. He really does have a plan for my life. Okay, that's why this is happening that way. And as we rejoice in those steps that we take, he continues to open up new pathways, new opportunities for you to even see more of his desire to prosper us, to love us, to bring us in to that inheritance that he has desired for each and every one of us. So be encouraged as we go through this new month, the manifestation. I was listening to Pastor Eckhart the other day, and he was talking about suddenly, and oh my goodness, it was a Holy Ghost fire conversation about the suddenly of God, on how things can shift in an instant, that you've been sowing in the different seasons of sowing and reaping and really being or waiting with expectancy for reaping, and knowing that those things that you have sowed, you sowed it on good ground, right? That you expect a harvest, that you expect the promises of God, that you expect that he will come through. And the hibernating seeds, the seeds that you thought, oh, well, you know, I don't know, maybe I didn't hear God, maybe that's just not for me, that, you know, one on the heels of another, that we're expecting in this month, this very special time of the year, in the Jewish religion, Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah coming up, the newness, the atonement, all of the things that remind us of God's promises in this season. Today, I want us to just wait with expectantly for the suddenly and just praise God. You know, I'm learning more and more on how deep we can get into praise really being our weapon. We say it and we talk about it and we can turn on our praise and worship songs, But there's really a power in using praise as a weapon. It confuses the enemy, especially when you're in the midst of a challenge or a trial and you can still praise God and you can still worship him. Pastor John Hanna has this whole series for this month on worship and using worship to come before the Lord. You know, whether you sing, whether you clap your hands, whether you shout, whether you dance, but to do something, not to just sit quietly. Because if you keep your mouth closed, if you keep your worship tied up, then you're not fighting against all the things that the enemy will try to do to you, to keep you on a mute ministry, to have you distracted from the promises of God. So there is a connection to all of the things that we do on a daily basis, that we grow deeper and deeper. We become wiser in our spiritual acumen. Because anybody can memorize the Bible. It's like memorize the book, right? Anybody can memorize Genesis to Revelations, but can you live the life? Can you see the revelation of the word come to fruition in your life? Can you spend that time with God so that he can speak to you, that you can recognize his voice, so that when you're making your business decisions, when you are sitting at the table, when you are doing what he called you to do as a faithpreneur, you are fully equipped and loaded to walk in that authority and to be able to anticipate the results, because you know that the God you serve will not leave you alone. You know the God you serve will come through. You know the God you serve, he did it before, he can do it again. You know the God you serve doesn't make any mistakes. You know the God you serve is not a man that he would lie. You know the God you serve, his grace and his mercy is sufficient. So as we gather today to give God praise, we're going to wait with expectancy for the suddenly. That's what I'm waiting for. I said, okay, let me see. Let me wake up this morning. God woke me up. Okay, that's start number one. Let's praise him for waking up. Now that he woke me up, let's see what he got on deck today. What suddenly blessing, what breakthrough, what release from the seeds that have been sown? God gives seed to the sower. So what is the return that's coming from the seeds that have sown? Where you've partnered and planted those seeds, the fruit that is going to come and yield from that. That's what we're sitting in today, because we know we're not alone and we know that God is covering, he's guiding, and he's leading us. So with the grace that is in Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. So be strong in whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that you're going through, knowing that God's got our back, knowing that we are not alone, knowing that even when we want to throw in the towel, when we want to just throw our hands in the air and wave them like we just don't care, that we understand that God is with us and we are not alone. So we gonna walk through this day and through this month with the expectancy of the suddenly blessing. I think one of the examples I heard Pastor Eckhart give was Deion Sanders. I believe he's now coaching. I don't want to mess up the school, but he left Jackson State and I believe it's TSU, but wherever he went, his anointing went with him, because he started coaching a team that was like 1-9. And now they're in the top, 20 or top 10. And everybody's like, wait, how did that happen? That suddenly blessing, that opportunity to shift into where God has placed you, where it looks like you were behind the scenes, where it looks like you were not going to win. You know, we talked about that Kentucky Derby race with, Fast Strike? I forgot the name of the horse that was not even supposed to be in the race. Came in on the last minute, winging a prayer, and then ended up coming from behind and winning. They didn't see him coming. So the world don't see you coming. They don't know what's coming next. They don't know what God has in store for you, but we're going to stand in agreement today for those suddenly blessings to open and appear. I'm holding that space for me. I'm holding that space for each and every one of us, because we're going to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So I am here in studio for a little bit today. We might have a little shorter room than usual. D. Jason Hodge is multitasking with another event, so he will be in and out the room. And Carmen Herrera, our wealthpreneur, is here to support us as well. So we're going to get through as much as we can. If you're new to this call, somebody invited you to the call, God bless you and welcome. We have been here for going on 15 years, where we just opened up 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a conference line and just started giving God praise, worshiping him for just being God, not just for the things that he can give us. We really, truly have created community and family. And this is the workplace ministry that God gave me, because let me tell you, they started trying to call me Reverend and Minister. I'm like, who are you talking to? What you talking about, Willis? But wherever we are and whatever we're doing, we minister to the glory of God. And I have accepted that this is the marketplace ministry that he has given me, that that's what this platform is all about. And as we grow the platform through our training and development, our classes, our on-demand learning, our Faithpreneur magazine, and now the launching of our Faithpreneur TV network and having our Faithpreneur Weekend experience, all of these pieces have come together so we can be that safe place to amplify your voice, to be able to create room for collaborations, for streams of revenue that make you unapologetically profitable. So I'm excited about what is to come and how we continue to grow this space, and that this time that we carve out on a Saturday to give God glory is a way to just close out the week with blessings, close out the week anticipating new grace and new mercy, close out the week praying for the rough moments, like when we lose our loved ones or when we've been ill or hospitalized or going through surgery or dealing with marital challenges or dealing with children and challenges, dealing with mental health, dealing with all of the things that happen in this thing called life, that you know there's a community here that embraces you, that loves you, that is praying with and for you, and that is celebrating in advance what God is doing in your life as you get to know in a more intimate way the plans that he has for you. So we will be here fellowshipping for a little while longer. I do have three other commitments today, but praise God, I'm in the state of New York where I live and not on a plane or in another place. So I thank God for that opportunity. And I truly just thank him for how he continues to move and strengthen me, even on those days where I'm like, check this out, Jesus, you really want me to do all of that? That he's like, keeps it moving. And let's go. I'm like, okay, Lord. Now, I do pout every now and then ask for forgiveness. But thank him for covering me and for guiding me and for strengthening me that I can do his will, his way, knowing that he will continue to provide. So God bless all of you that are here live, that might be tapping in and out or might be catching the replay. May God just continue to fortify you and to bless you, and that you walk in the abundance that we are heirs to, being the children of God. So I'm going to start with the conference line first, and then we'll jump into the clubhouse room and see who is available to greet the family. So tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. And if you would like to share anything that you are standing with expectancy of a suddenly blessing, so that we can touch and agree with you.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adelie. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for God, the Father's excellence, and my prayer for him for guidance and strength in my life. And I'm grateful to communicate, and I'm grateful for you, Dr. Stacy Grant, again. Amen.
Amen, my Valerie. Great to hear your voice, and I am grateful for you. And thank you, as I always do, for being here and being a part of the community all these years and sharing your voice, your testimony, and your prayer and your covering. God bless you, my sister. Love you much.
Welcome. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, let's see who else is here with Valerie that's able to unmute their mic. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. And if you have a suddenly blessing, we can touch and agree that you're waiting to receive. Okay, I think those lines are muted. We'll come back and check in with you a little later to see those that are listening in and moving around. That's why I love technology, right? Folks are like, that's Stacey, I have your call in my ear, but I'm at work or I'm out exercising or doing Saturday chores. And that's the blessing that we can use these technological pieces of equipment to help us stay connected. So let me check in with Jason Hodge to see if he can say a quick good morning before he is back in his other commitment. See if he can flash his mic. He might not be back yet. Oh, he is. Well, I thank you for being here and, you know, holding down the background. I know you were multitasking. That's yeah. What we do when we do these. Well, I can't even say do these jobs. It's the assignments that God gives us.
Right.
So we have to show up and be prepared for them and do what we've been called to do in those moments. So we're praying that everything is successful for you. I just realized that I had one of the volume pieces low. So just repeat what you said for those on the call. They might not have heard what you said, just the Clubhouse folks.
Well, I just said that, you know, it is always great to be in here. You know, and here's the thing. I'll say this real quick. We have to be always ready because as God is opening doors, and God is going to open doors for a lot of you as you're listening, He's going to open doors for you, and you have to get settled internally. That is so critical. I've been running into, in the classes that I've been teaching of late, folks running into this thing, and you know, I know that they call it imposter syndrome and all of that, and what I realized is that it's not quote-unquote imposter syndrome, it is a matter of getting yourself out of the way. There's too often when we allow our circumstances to cloud the vision, to cloud what it is that God has told us to do. You know, when you tell your children to do something, you really aren't open to hearing them say, well, you know what, mom, dad, I would have done this, but, you know, I really was not too confident in the shoes I was wearing or the outfit that I had on, or I wasn't really confident in, you know, what took place last week or you know, how I was showing up. I told you to take the trash out. I didn't ask you for anything other than to walk that trash to the trash can and dump it in the bin. So when God is telling us to do something, He kind of knows what the terrain is. He knows what's going on already. He knows what we do and don't have or appear to and to not have. All of that is elementary to Him. He says, I told you to carry this thing out. And so you never know that if He's already alerted the person that is supposed to see you at their intersection, that there's going to be a person who's walking and they've got a hole in their jeans, you know, a broken down cap and all that. They're going to be carrying a bag of trash. That's the person who's your next CEO. You never know what that is. But if you get too caught up in your own circumstances, you don't know how God has orchestrated things. So you've got to be mindful and ready to say yes and understand that what He's put in you, He knows how to unleash. He knows what the catalyst looks like. Look at the butterfly. Okay, they catalyze all the time when they come out of that out of the chrysalis. As they come out, there's a certain part that takes place where they have to then squeeze their way out of the chrysalis, and then they have to pump the fluid into their wings for their wings to open up, and then it takes about 2 to 3 hours for it to dry. Some of you are in the wing drying stage right now. But you've been asking people to open up your chrysalis. Don't do that. God knows that you need to squeeze through some things because in that squeeze, you're going to be dropping things that would have otherwise stopped you because you told yourself it was impossible. Do the things that are uncomfortable because when you do, those wings get the fluid pumped into them and you know it's okay to show up, quote unquote, imperfectly. Because when God has told you to do something, then it is that you're showing up perfectly. It's just that we have to reorganize our mind of what perfect is. So make the moves, make the steps. It'll open up some doors to you that are international, doors to you that are going to impact the world on a global scale. And it is your voice that he's fashioned to do it. So just make the moves and don't worry about all of the inconsequential cosmetics of the thing. Okay.
I just wanted to share
that real quick. Love y'all.
Love you too, my brother. That's a good one. That squeeze. You got to get that squeeze. The squeeze. Could we skip over the squeeze? You know, I talk about that all the time. Like if there was what they call those cheat notes that they used to have in college. Lord, I'm dating myself. Oh my gosh.
Cliff notes.
The cliff notes. Yeah, that. If there was a faith cliff note that we could just get over really quick, like, you know, they have that whole book series, This for Dummies, That for Dummies, like Faith for Dummies. No, you got to go through and there's a process. And that's the part that a lot of times as believers, we don't always hear or talk about the process. That's what I'm focused on. And one of the areas that I'm sharing in volume two is that the journey is a process. And in that process, there are going to be moments like you are feeling being squeezed out of the chrysalis, right? There's that part that's the understanding of your assignment, of what God's plans are for you. Because we have to remember, he didn't just make the plans for you in 2023. He knew the plans he had for you. And that's a concept that takes a minute for it to really digest, for you to really understand that we're dealing with the God that's all-seeing, all-knowing, before we could even think of the conception of who we are. He already thought it. That's deep right there. It takes some time for you to understand the magnitude of what your life is. And as you grow in relationship with God, he's the one that will reveal it to you, because you have taken that time with your free will to serve him, to worship him, to build relationship with him, so that you're not just out here doing your own thing. Right? Because we're all God's creation. We're not all God's people. We have made a conscious choice to follow him and to serve him. And that opens up the opportunity to build that relationship with him, so he can say, hey, I have all of this here for you. I just need you to listen to me. I need you to understand how you're going to share this with the world, that is not just your own ego, your own capacity, all the things that you think that you can do and you so bad to the bone. It's about how you honor me, how I can trust you. And if I can trust you with the small things, then I can trust you with the abundance that is a part of your birthright, that is a part of your inheritance, and that you are going through. So when I started earlier on that whole story of talking to my girlfriend and encouraging her when she was having some challenges, just dealing with people on her job and just feeling like there was something going on spiritually. She was like, I'm just not settled. And that's when we went into prayer and we started laughing, because we said, when God gives you an assignment and you have to go through these moments, like Jason described, using the butterfly and the chrysalis as an example, it's a price you pay. And people want to get the glory without living their story. Ooh, that was a good one. Hey, Jason, we're about to write that down. You have to go through. And she brought up this story she heard Bishop Jake share, where he was heavily under the anointing and he was using his handkerchief to like wipe his head. And someone like running up, ooh, can I get your handkerchief? Can I get your handkerchief? Like, I just need that anointing. He was like, you got to go through what I went through for this anointed, right? You can't just get the shortcut and think you can grab this handkerchief and it's going to give you all the blessings that you need. You got to go through what it is that God has for you to go through to get this level of anointing. And the two of us started cracking up laughing. I said, honey, if they only knew all of the sacrifice, all of the pain, all of the people thinking you crazy. Now I understand more than ever why I'm always talking about Noah. Because child, building this ark for the faith for Noah with Destiny Designs University, it's been a journey since 2014. It has been an ongoing revelation of what this assignment really is. And when she and I prayed, I said, you know, we just have to constantly use what God has given us, to use our mouth to defy the enemy in the face of what he tries to do, because his job is to distract us, to try to destroy us, try to depress us, try to do all of the negative, because that's his way of interrupting the promise on your life. That's his way of saying, if I can beat them down just enough, they'll stop believing. Their faith will get weak. They will turn their back on what God said, because it's just not happening. And we've done such a good job as minions trying to destroy them that we don't have to be concerned about how many people they're going to affect, how many people their testimony is going to win souls for Christ, because we're going to trip them up and we're going to get rid of them. We can get rid of them, then that means we've messed up thousands of people who are attached to their anointing, thousands of people, millions of people who are attached to their blessing. So that's why we have to jump and stomp on top of the head of the enemy and say, oh, no, not today. Mm-hmm. Yet though he slay me, mm-hmm, I will still trust, I will still praise, I will still worship, because I'm going through. I'm not staying here. I'm going through something. It's not like you are ignoring the fact that you're going through. You're going through. But the key word is going through. You're not staying. It has not come to stay. It has come to pass. So the length of time that you go through a trial or tribulation, right? We would all love to shorten it, but it's for an appointed time. And then when that time is up, when your suddenly happens, when the blessings break through, when you start sharing the testimony, it releases the opportunity for others to be encouraged when they are going through their journey, when they're in their lowest valley moments. Like, hey, Jesus, hello, remember me? Check out your boy. Check out your girl over here. Do you see what's happening? What we doing? That God will always show up, and he will cover and he will make way, because what he is doing is helping you to understand it is not of your own power, strength, or might, but by his spirit. That nobody can take credit for the move of God, for the suddenly, for the breakthrough, for the doors opening, for the healing. It is all coming from him, because if you could do it by yourself, you wouldn't need God. But when it is bigger than anything that you could even possibly try to wrap your mind around, then you know that you are totally leaning on him. You've totally turned it over and say, okay, God, I'm really not sure what's happening right now. Really don't know how this is going to go, but I trust that you didn't bring me this far to leave me. I trust that your word is true, that you are a light in our salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? That we go back to the word that reminds us that there's nothing impossible with you, God, that you are our shepherd, we shall not want. That we really start to believe with the actions we take. And what's that action? That you keep moving, that you don't stop, that you don't quit, that you hold on until you can see the manifestation of his promise, and that you contend for the prophecy. You contend for what it is that he said he would do, and you are not accepting a false report. You are expecting a praise report in Jesus' name. All right, Jason, you done got me stirred up. Let me go to Carmen, because I got to watch the time up in here, up in here. Hey, my sister, the wealthpreneur herself, good morning. Tell everybody where you tapping in from and what you're grateful for.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, Wealthpreneur, but most important, God's Economic Ambassador. Tapping in from Houston, Texas. This morning, such a blessing to be here with all of y'all. Yeah, I know I look forward to Christmas morning every Saturday. That's what it feels like to be able to worship and celebrate and just connect with my family here. Dr. Stacy, thank you so much for that song. It was just confirmation. Psalms 23, actually it was just 2 days ago that our pastor, we have a 7 day a week prayer call at 6 a.m. Central Time, and people from all over the country. It's just such a way to start your day. It's only about 15, 20 minutes. It's real short and sweet, but get your day started. And anyone, if you're interested, just let me know. I'll share that number with you. But nonetheless, Thursday morning, he asked us to, he started with Psalms 23, and he asked us to, throughout the day, for a total of 7 times, read that scripture and meditate on it. And, you know, that's one of those scriptures that we all knew or heard as children and probably took for granted. And it's kind of one of those go-to traditional type of scriptures, but it has such an in-depth meaning. And I'm embarrassed to say that I actually, after probably the sixth time I read it, a Thursday evening, I started to really dive in. Okay, what is this really saying? And so what I found was, despite God is so good and worthy of our trust, no matter what our circumstances is. And the Psalms uses the metaphor of a shepherd's care for his sheep to describe the wisdom, strength, and kindness of God. And it gives voice to the sheep who we are always eager to share what we know to be true, that staying close to the shepherd is always the safe place to be, for there can be nowhere he leads us that does not in the end result for which is for our good. And as you're saying, you know, despite our circumstances, despite what we go through, we have to remember to stay close. And it reminded me of the song, Like You, Dr. Stacy, Music is a Refuge for Me. And it reminded me of the song, Praise is What I Do. Y'all know that song, Praises. I'm not going to sing it. Mm-hmm. Through the good and the bad. It praises what I do, whether happy or sad. And that's what we have to remember, no matter what we're going through. We have to praise him. We have to, and no better way to praise him is, I mean, to stay close to him is to praise him. Y'all know that I lost my niece. We will lay her to rest on Monday. And thank you all for the prayers and the kind thoughts. But I was also excited when you told me, when you told us this morning, unfortunately, that your friend lost her mother, but at the same time, her mother blessed her mm-hmm. by being a good steward of what God had given her and left her without the additional stress of you know, the strain of not having her house in order. And it just glorifies my soul when I hear that when people do transition, because we all will leave here one day. We have a 100% guarantee of mortality. And it's such a blessing to hear that when we have family members, unlike what my situation was, although I preach it, you know, we stressed and struggled this past week to, you know, come up with the money. Of course, I was the first one that had to be, you know, in front line to be able to bury my niece on Monday. And so, again, Dr. Stacy, thank you for sharing that good news in a sense. The opposite of what most people unfortunately do go through, which is not being prepared for that day, because it will come. And the question is going to be, will it be your plan or the government, or will you leave your family with a legacy or with just stress and burden? So with that being said, I'm just, again, so excited to always be with my family. Thank you for allowing me to be transparent and be a crybaby, because I know this is a safe place and I can share my tears, because they're typically not tears of sadness, it's tears of joy. And that's how I express my thanks and my love to you all. So Dr. Stacy, I'm here for the duration if you need me. You know, I know Jason is in the background. So thank you, sis. I love you. I love y'all. And I will rest my night.
Thank you, my sister. And we are praying for you and the family for sure. With the transition of your niece, it's just never easy, and especially when you're the go-to person in the family for everything. So we're praying your strength and thanking God for the blessing that you are to our community. And I just, yeah, I had to just share that story. And I see Ladrine up on the stage. I don't know if she heard about me using those journals when I purchased them and give them to people, because she's a visual learner and she loves, she's like, oh my goodness, this is great. I can at my own pace kind of go through and write my thoughts, because everyone grieves differently. And out of pain, and Ladrine's story, as we know, has been a testimony here that after going through multiple losses back to back in very short span of time, it seemed totally unbearable. And that when you're in the moment, it's like, how am I going to get through? But not only did God carry her through, but through her process, through her squeeze that Jason was talking about, the chrysalis experience, through that squeezing, she was able to pour out something that is now able to stand as a blessing for those who are grieving and going through a process of reconciling their thoughts and their emotions on how they celebrate the life of those that they love when they transition. So I just thank God for the way He has designed Destiny Designers University to be this space and place that it is safe, that is an opportunity for us to come together on the journey, to learn and grow, to be exposed to our experts, our faculties, our partners, our sponsors that enrich our lives and support us on the journey that we take as a faithpreneur. So with that being said, Ladreen, I haven't heard your voice in a minute. Hey, my sister, go ahead and tell everybody where you're tapping in from and what you are grateful for today. We are holding space for suddenly breakthrough expectations, bonanza blessings, all the seeds that we have sown. It's harvest season.
Great morning, everyone. I'm Ladreen Peterson from Fort Washington, Maryland, and I am grateful for this space today. I'm grateful for God's favor and all that He does to enable us to be set up. It's a setup for His glory. And the suddenly, my suddenly is so unselfish this morning. My suddenly is my prayer, and it is that everybody becomes desensitized about all of the things that God does for us in a given moment and his just creation and just amazingness. I have been in a space where I have been more aware and intentionally paying attention to everything that goes on and happens in my life. And the scripture counted all joy. It's not just a saying. It is something that we can sincerely experience. And it just blows my mind. The scriptures of the Bible just pops up when I'm going through various situations. And Dr. Stacey, the reason why, and thank you so much. I did hear you this morning. But the reason that I came to the stage this morning is, as you were sharing some pieces from the beginning, but also when you went through talking about T.D. Jakes and the person wanting the rag with the sweat, and then it was the things that you said after that. Dr. Stacey, go back and listen to what you said. Like, it is a representation of how I have viewed you from the time that I met you up until now. So my first interaction with you was at Playtime Is Over, Cheryl Woods event.
Yes,
and it was when Shirley Ralph was the keynote speaker. And when I tell you the finesse in terms of seeing you rock and roll, how you moved and played and how you took a selfie with the crowd. And I was there with a group of young ladies, group of entrepreneurs. And we all talked about how you just moved and flowed about. And then, of course, I went on to see you for many years after and finally meeting you. And it was at PNC when it was here at the National Harbor. And again, just your finesse and how you moved and shake even when the program was shifted or something happened. And then I cannot even, like, begin to speak about your event in New York when the power, it was no internet service. Like, that in itself a whole miracle. I can go on and on. Seriously, just an observation as you talked this morning, all of the things that came to my mind. But here is the pivotal point. Do you realize that you were a speaker at the March on Washington?
Yes, Lord.
When I tell you the conversations I can have with my grandchildren and my friends to say, I know someone who was a speaker on the March on Washington. Aside from you being the president of Zeta, man, I'm just trying to tell. I know that when you're in spaces, it is hard for you to take everything in. But we are watching you. We are covering you in prayer because we know it's no easy assignment. But here's the thing. From the little spaces, and we hadn't had a conversation, but I used to send you little prayers about don't get weary in well-doing. While it may not have mm-hmm. been exactly that, I saw your face in the beginning, right? And it's like, it's easy to see something when we are far, but I say that to say this, like God had his hand on you from the very beginning. My attractiveness to you was because it was about prayer. Who in the world spends all of this time prayer on a Saturday? And look what it has evolved to become. And we are like sanctified craziness, because sometimes we've been on the phone for like 5 hours. But can I tell you this? There's no greater space that I would love to be in. I sit in the audience sometimes because I accepted a part-time position with my church, and it is really taking on a lot of different things. But I just want to let you know how appreciative, and I'm sure I can speak for many people, but I just wanted to tell you, like, from my space right now, like, so many things have evolved in this room, from the friendship to, I'm not even going to get into to Prophetess John. He changed my life and what I'm doing, not only with these journals, but these grief counselors and certifications. Like, I cannot wait to share with you all. And I share with Trust in Godway how I got skipped. Like, I'm supposed to be going through this training and I got skipped. I got certified to train the trainer. I got certified to train those who train other people who've gone through trauma. Only God, only God. So to everybody in the room, don't get weary of well doing. When you are doing things for the glory of God, there's no way that you can't win. And your spaces that you will be in will blow your mind. So, Dr. Stacey, please go back and listen to what you said and put yourself in that space as if you're speaking to you. I love you more equally, all of that good stuff. And may everybody have a very blessed week.
Oh, thank you, my sister. Love you, love you. I will do the love equally today. I won't cut up today. But I thank God for you and for the spirit of remembrance. Yeah, people see the now. They don't know the before. And it's all been a part of the process. I had no idea back then all of what God had in store for today. And PLC McKinney and I laugh all the time. He said, I ain't never met somebody who loved him. Like, I don't know. That's just how Jesus did it. I don't know. And now I know for sure what this next level of assignment has been, especially in these last 7 years. So I thank God for all that he continues to do and for you sharing that, Ladreen. Yes, I need to ingest it myself and remind myself. What's the song? You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Because sometimes when you are in the picture, you can't see the frame, as one of my mentors, Les Brown, would say. But we praise God for the intentionality that we can have around our prayers, knowing how to fight against the wiles of the enemy, having conversation that we can learn. That's one of the things I appreciate about Apostle John Eckhart, is the non-traditional teaching that he does and that he shares, because he's one of the few who have actually been speaking and talking about the power of the prophetic, understanding spiritual warfare, understanding how to contend for your blessing, and really just giving space for you to grow deeper in your walk with Christ, and the power of decrees and declaration and things that you might have done in between parts of your journey or your walk, but just really didn't understand the power behind the words that come out of our mouth. We know that death and life, right? In the tongue, but we don't really talk a lot within houses of worship about how important what we say, opening our mouth to praise, like really understanding what praise and worship is. You can't think that God would make us to speak and to sing and to express, and he can't do it. Where they do that at? Like, we have to learn the power in our praise and our worship, and it can come in many different ways. And I just love the way Pastor John Hanna from Chicago has been doing this teaching around understanding worship, understanding that as the foundation of ushering God in. Now, let me, this is for all those who grew up in church. You got a PhD in church, and you were either dragged to church or you willingly went as a child, and you'd have to be there for the opening of praise and worship before the actual sermon start. Now, some of us, when we running late for church, we're like, oh, we got time because they just singing. The sermon ain't start yet. And you trying to get in right before the sermon gets started so you can say that, okay, well, you know, I made it for the sermon and I can give my offering. That praise and worship, that ushering in the Spirit of God, that's an important part of your worship experience. That's an important part of opening your spirit up so that you can receive the word, that you can break strongholds. Just even healing can happen in that worship portion. So we can't take that for granted, and learning how to develop all of these different areas is what makes us bold soldiers, is what puts us in position to be able to successfully fight and win. Right? Because the devil can't win. He looked like he can do all the things that he's doing, but he is defeated and God is glorified through our words, through our expressions of praise, through our time and our worship. The time that we even spend here in fellowship every Saturday, that's a living sacrifice, a sacrifice of time, of intentionality, of being in community so we can lift up praises to God. God rewards that and he sees it. And he knows our hearts. So I thank you for that, Ladrine. I love you so much and thank God for what he is doing and the confirmation. And you were saying you thank God for PLC. You're like, who's PLC McKinney? God spoke to me and gave me a word that I now understand of prophetic life coach. And that is what John McKinney, who you see coming in the room, some of you know him as the Hope Ambassador, that God has been using him to do this for years. He didn't just start doing it when I started calling him PLC. This has been his calling and his anointing that he received even from his mother. But what Ladrine, you just testified and a witness to, you believe the word of the prophet and so you shall prosper. There are people who don't understand the power in what God has given to those he's anointed to be prophets, to prophetically share the word of God. Because all a prophet does is confirm the very thing that you know in your spirit. And a amplifies the roadmap and how you need to pray and contend for that prophecy, for that promise that God has given you. But if you don't receive the word of the prophet, you don't believe, then you cut off your own blessing. But if you believe and you take the next step, which is the action behind a prophetic word that you received, then you see the manifestation. Somebody will get that tomorrow. But that's the beauty in the journey of a faithpreneur, that you get to learn the ways that God strengthens, that he puts people in your place to intercede on your behalf. Because once something has been shared openly, once the word of promise or the prophetic word of your life has been uttered, guess who also heard it? You know who, and his cross-eyed mother-in-law. So they're like, wait, hold up. Because he's the prince of the air. He's going to try to intercept. He's going to try to interrupt. He's going to try to destroy, but he cannot win. But you have to be prepared. That's like going out on the football field and you getting ready to play the game and you have no equipment on. What you think going to happen to you when they blow that whistle and you on the front line and you have no equipment on? You going to go down. But if you have the equipment on, the linemen that are in the game, they're not afraid because they know what their defensive position is going to be. What's your defensive position? What's the word that you have over you? How are you going to be able to stand when that attack comes, when the challenges happen? There's a strategy. There's a plan. You don't win the game in the fourth quarter. You win the game before the game starts. So you know how to get in the hole. You know how to get around. You know how to get to the 50-yard line, past the yard line to make the touchdown and the goal. If you don't watch football, maybe it's tennis, right? I was at the U.S. Open the other day. You know, maybe it's that volley. How do you get to the right serve so that you can get the points and be able to win the set? Everything is a process. Life mimics what we go through spiritually. So in order for us to be able to win this game of life, to be able to see our Lord's face, to do what he has called us to do, we have to have all of our defenses in place. And those defenses are his word, the praise and worship, the fasting, the fellowship that helps us to be strong in the Lord and to do what it is that he has called us to do. And the prophetic word, and God, when God places someone to intercede for you and to be that prophetic covering, it allows your spirit man or spirit woman to be strengthened for the journey. And as you see those promises continue to unfold, you're like, my God, today. It resonates with your spirit. There's confirmation in God's word. And that is what, LaDreen, you just touched on, and what I'm a witness to, and what I thank God for the blessing of PLC McKinney and others who have been in my life, Prophet Shannon, and so many other people, Mother Gwen, Mother Joan, that they are a part of this journey. God is going to place individuals in your life who will speak to what you know to be true, and that confirmation is going to resonate with you. And that's just God telling you, no, you're not crazy, daughter. You're not crazy, son. I did place that in your heart. I did share that with you. And what you're hearing is confirmation of my promise. And now you know how to pray and contend for that blessing, for that prophetic word that has come into your life. I just didn't know that he had given me some prophetic words too, LaDreen, to share with people. And I just said, it's what God gave me. And I just share it with you. Like, how did you know? How did you know that? Like, that's spot on. I never really understood it. It's now in this part of the season in my life that I understand some of the gifts of the spirit that God has given me so that I can operate with more precision and help his people. But that's a whole nother story for another day. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for that. But I praise God for all of you and for you being here. Those who are listening on the conference line and been hanging on, those who are in the listening lounge in the VIP audience, let me scroll down. When I'm in the studio, I'm not always looking up, so I'm not seeing who's here. So let me look up and say good morning. Hey, LaKeisha, how you doing? Lynette, Darren, Josie, my darling Danny. Oh, PLC McKinney, I'm chatting about you and you up in the room. Robin, Skeethia, Michelle, Booker. Booker is probably doing his outreach, so he's not on the conference line, but he is in Clubhouse. Suelo, how you doing? Vanessa, and if you have red tickets, let me see who this is down here. Reese, Allison, and Linda, you have red tickets, so that means that you haven't joined the club. They've done all this update on Clubhouse, and the days when I used to be on Clubhouse every single day, those days aren't the same. So things have changed with how people are connected to you. People lost followers. I'm like, what is going on in Clubhouse? But what I do know is if you have a red ticket, it means you need to join the club so you can get alerts. I keep saying that Jason and I are going to find time to come and tinker in Clubhouse and see all of these updates so we know how to be intentional on reaching our community. But I do thank God for this platform. The platform introduced me to so many people that I would not have met had it not been for Clubhouse. It had been a blessing that we've been able to partner together in this work that God has given us to do. So visit DestinyDesignersUniversity.com if you are new and want to learn more about what it is that we're doing. We are making some adjustments to our model for our anniversary coming up. November 29th is our anniversary of the founding of Destiny Designers University, the only multimedia training and development platform for faithpreneurs, faith-based entrepreneurs, and faith-based professionals. So this is our 9th anniversary. I cannot believe it. Jesus, 9 years. Something about this number 9. And today is the 9th day, the 9th month. Come on, Lord, do it. Jesus, the bonanza, suddenly blessings coming down from above. But welcome. Welcome to the family. You'll learn quickly that I'm not wrapped all the way tight. But I love Jesus and he keeps blessing me to be a blessing in the various roles that I have to do in the world. I'm a real Jamaican. I have a lot of jobs. I'm the international president and CEO of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I'm the founder of Destiny Designers University and producer of Faithpreneur TV, chief brilliant officer for C&G Enterprises Unlimited. I got a lot going on, but too much is given, much is required. And I thank him in this season for new team members that are coming on board and different areas of the work that I do so we can reach more people. We can stand unapologetically in our faith, letting the world know that you do it God's way. It's a guaranteed way for sustainable and generational blessings to flow in each of our families. So with that being said, we're going to start winding down because I do have to, I'm a little behind. I do have to get dressed and move to my next three commitments for today. And I thank the Jason Hodge for working in the background, making sure things are happening, and Carmen Herrera. Please keep Clubhouse Auntie Roz, Dr. Smile in your prayers. She is unable to join today. We're just lifting her up. She has to take that horizontal rest for her body. And we also want to thank God for Uncle Vinny, who is working on his first teaching that he's having on October 8th in the pre-trip. So he's talking about trucking and the work that he does in the vineyard. So we just thank God for him and Trucking God's Way and all that they're doing to be able to amplify and support other people. And we have, I think, a couple of things in our Facebook group that have been shared by D. Terrell and by Karen Creasy, some other members. So we're working on upgrading our platform so you can get access to reminders, information, offerings from our faculty members and partners through our site. And of course, we are still funding for the Faithpreneur TV Network. And I thank God for all those who've come on board as angel investors as we're building out this platform in a greater way to be able to amplify the great things that you are doing in the global world and use that as a leverage for the revenue that will be a part of your story and your creation of your brilliance in the marketplace. So stay tuned for that. And then we've started our Q4 mastermind and anthology project that we're working on. So we'll be sending some additional information before those slots close out. And I'm just excited for everything that God is doing and thanking for the strength that he gives me, even when I feel physically like, woo, I need a break, that he will restore me and give me those moments where I can pause and catch my breath so that I have the strength to do what he called me to do, the discernment that comes from him, and the endowment of his grace and mercy, which continues to prepare the space that he has created for me. So with that being said, I want to go into prayer, and then we will close out with a praise and worship song. But the Carmen Herrera, anything else before we close out that you want to share? And the Jason Hodge, if you're able to unmute for any final announcements, and then I will pray and we will do our closing song, and then you all can get going with the rest of your day. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating birthdays in the month of September. My oldest son's birthday is coming up. I can't believe, I got grown children. Lord. So praying for everybody with birthdays and special anniversaries and other events that you might be celebrating in the month of September. Okay, nobody has an announcement. I'm going to go straight into prayer. So, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come before the throne of grace. Thank you that you see beyond our faults. You see our needs and our heart's desire to serve you and worship you in spirit and truth. Thank you for forgiving us for where we fall short, for the things that we have done outside of your will or your way. We just thank you for the correction that we receive in your word. We thank you for those who you've placed in leadership roles, whether through ministry, evangelism, as prophets, as intercessors, as apostles, as bishops, whatever you have given in their administration to do, to be a blessing to your people, cover and strengthen those, that they will always be heeded to your word, that they will always listen to you and not let anything of the flesh come in the way of being able to support and to cover your children. And we thank you that when any of us fall short, that you give us new grace and new mercy each day, that we can learn from mistakes and we can endeavor to do better and to be great representatives of you, Lord, that as you do your work through us, your name is glorified, that somebody can see us and we might be the first Bible they ever read. Help us to watch our actions, our words, and our deeds, that we invite them to build their relationship with you, that we win souls for you, Lord, by the way in which we move, we act, we just silently sometimes are present, and it makes the difference. We don't know who's watching, and we don't know who will be convicted by the fruit of the Spirit that they see coming from us. We pray for those who are fighting through mental health challenges, thoughts of depression and suicide that are running rampant, domestic violence issues, so many issues that are rising again, and numbers are staggering. We just pray for the intervention. We thank you for those who have the professional services that they can offer to help others put one foot in front of the other. We just pray that no one suffers in silence, that there's no shame around getting help, around getting mental health support, or just talking to someone to get through the challenges of life. So we will continue to just lift up prayer over those who give the care, who give the support, that you would strengthen them to help a community and a world who is in crisis right now. Pray for our young people. So much happening with hearing what's going on with the bullying and sex trafficking and the suicide attempts. It's so much attacking this generation. So we just stand in the gap and come against all of these tricks and plans of the enemy. These young people, we declare that they will rise up as young women of promise and men of valor for tomorrow. Be with their parents. Give them counsel and guidance on how to deal with everything that they're navigating in this world as they go back to school. We are praying for all the educators as well as the students, that everybody comes ready in partnership to be able to expand their mind and to grow their experience, that they can be productive citizens and contribute back to a wonderful world that we can all live in. We know all of the craziness and tensions and challenges that are happening with social unrest, with financial insecurity, food insecurity, so many areas that we might not understand in these last and evil days, but give us the clarity and the direction to be the answers that are needed for this time, to be able to support those who are looking for hope and have lost hope. Let us restore that hope through our actions, our products, our services as faithpreneurs. We pray for the elders in our community, those who've extended their life, Lord, and the caregivers, that you refill them and help them to serve from their overflow, and that our elders are able to enjoy their precious years, their golden years of their life. We pray, Lord, for those in business as you continue to make way, open up doors. We ask for the suddenly blessings of the profitability of each and every one, that we stand unapologetically profitable, that you have given us the oil to fill our vessels and to live off of the rest. So we just praise you, and we just thank you for every faithpreneur, and for those who are on their corporate jobs and just building multiple streams. We just thank you for covering and ordaining and making way for them as well. I thank you for all of our emerging faithpreneurs who are writing the vision and making it plain, seeking your face on how to do and what to do, and utilizing the resources that we have been providing in Destiny Designers University to assist them, our established faithpreneurs who have gotten off to a great start but needing to scale and grow, and our empowered faithpreneurs who have the generosity of spirit to be able to pour back into kingdom business. So we just ask you to bless all of them and the work that we are doing to move forward with the new and expanded ways that we support this community. We lay it at the throne and just thank you for breathing into each and every area and to opening up doors and to making way. We thank you for the intercessory prayer of all of those who joined together in this room to cover me, to cover this work. I ask you to just continue to bless them through overflow. Thank you for covering my husband, my children, my family, parents, my siblings, partners, sponsors, all the relationships. I just pray, Lord, that you continue to cover, guide, bless, to abundant overflow everyone who has been partnering with me in this work, all the angel investors who have already sowed their seed, those who are coming aboard that will help to move forward the work that you have given me to do. And Father, we, of course, continue to pray for those who have bereaved right now. Cover our dear sister Carmen and her family as they prepare for her niece's services. Continue to keep the Williams family and the Satterfield family in prayer. And all those who we might not know their names, we just thank you, Lord, that you are the only one that can heal that void. You're the only one that can help reconcile those moments of grief when we just want to hear their voice one more time, get a hug one last time, that as they've transitioned from their human body, we know their spirit never dies, and we help us to celebrate them by how we live. And Father, if there's anything we have forgotten to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us if it is your desire for our lives. We thank you that we get to uncover those secret places. We get to uncover the plan that you have once we lean in and build a deeper relationship with you. So we're going to bless you and praise you and worship you and thank you for all you are to us. Not for everything you can give us, but just for being God all by yourself. So we thank you and we praise you in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we are going to close out with one of my favorite songs, because this is my prayer. This is my desire, not only for God to bless me, but bless everyone around me to have everything they need. Go forth and be amazing, family. And bless me, bless me, bless me, God, indeed. I pray blessings over each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. Go forth and be great, family. And by the grace of God, we'll gather together again next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.